I am here, by the way. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
My headphones are massively caught up in the phone.
I hate that.
Oh, Dom gets his caught in the chair.
Hate
that. I'm always having to fix it for him.
Yes, you are. Thank you.
Bear with me, caller.
Are you in?
I'm in now. Is it? Am I in?
Yeah.
Does that feel right?
Hmm.
Okay.
It's very comfortable now.
Oh, Carrie. So emotional. So emotional.
You're actually emotion. Welling up.
Over what just happened.
There's like tears and everything.
I'm so emotional.
Are you alright?
Yeah.
Do you need a hug?
It's taken you by surprise,
isn't
it?
You're offering me, darling, yeah. I just listened to the end of Greg's show and, yeah, that was good. But I'm so emotional about my weekend that's coming up. Oh, I'm so excited. It's going to be great.
Greg and Neil are in dinnerware. They are both wearing suits today.
Producer Neil is wearing a suit that he got when he was a lot fatter or a long time ago, and it's hanging off him. He looks like a hoodlum going to court. It's what did you just say? Fitted?
Fitted.
Get lost. It's hanging off him. And in all honesty, you know when you see a mate in a suit and it looks like they're older brothers? Suit. That's what Neil looks like today.
In a way, it's a compliment, though, because you're saying that obviously he's a lot slimmer and more trim than when the suit was designed for him.
Yeah, he definitely was fatter. So I get into the building. I drove in this morning, so I'm listening to the show. I thought it was great. The bits I heard. And then I popped in to see Greg and Neil, and Neil was in the studio, and he went, wah, wah, and I gave him a hug and said,
and some bread.
Well done. How was that? And he said, I went, yeah? Yes, I know. But he didn't mention the, oh, he did. Oh, sorry, I didn't hear that.
Right.
Okay, fine, okay. I said, where is Neil? Has he gone for a cry? Where is Greg? Has he gone for a cry? And producer Neil, always standing by his man, always kind of with a an arm around him.
Yeah.
I said, where is Greg? He went, he's gone for a dump. And I thought, oh,
that's
how
lovely.
Nice.
That's nice.
How lovely. Take that and never forget ends.
Never forget.
The end of an era. And he's gone for a dump. So that was pretty sweet.
Yeah. It just proves that underneath the suits, they're still normal people, though. Yeah.
Underneath
they?
The suit, they're still, you know, 9.5 stone of weird.
They kind of remind me, you know, in, like, Men in Black, when there's, like...
Shut up, Neil. Shut up.
Will Smith. And they get the suits on and he goes, yeah, we make this look good. And it's like, Neil and Greg, not so much.
They make it look.
They make it look. Like, they've got an appearance.
How you can possibly compare either Neil or Greg to Will Smith in Men in Black is beyond me.
You know there's loads of fans outside.
Oh, I know.
Oh, thousands.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
Thousands
yeah.
of people outside. Look at him there. Look at Greg. Oh, I love the fact that he thanked his mum and dad.
I liked, you know what?
I thought, oh, my God. Did he goes, for listening every day on the iPlayer. So, like, they love their son, but not enough to get up early. That's nice. They love him enough to go online and listen again at some point.
I was waiting for Greg's voice to crack with emotion during that bit.
The what?
I was waiting for his voice to go during that bit.
Right, well, we're going to...
Sounds like he might.
When he thanked Neil, after he thanked producer Neil, there was definitely a quiver. There's no shadow of a doubt.
Definitely.
There was a quiver. And Greg James could have cried, I reckon, with a little bit of prodding. If Neil hadn't have been so insensitive, when Greg goes... Okay, and I want to thank producer Neil, of course, who got me to Radio 1. And if it wasn't for him, you know, I wouldn't be here. And it was a very sweet thing to say. And Neil, sensitively in the background, goes, I'm sorry! Like that. Like some kind of camp queen from some kind of Sex and the City episode. I'm sorry!
Quack, quack. I love their relationship, though. I absolutely love it. They're just like a married couple.
The rest of the building find it a little bit weird and pervy. But, you know, as long as you love it.
I do. I think they're just brilliant.
They're like Bert and Ernie.
They are, proper.
Yeah. Morning, Greg.
Hello.
Hi. Oh.
What a day, Greg. Never forget.
Actually, you know what? My dad does listen live. Most
you said they listen on the iPlayer, you big liar.
My mum gets home from work and she puts the iPlayer on in the evenings, and my dad...
Why doesn't she get up early and listen?
She's a busy lady, she's got a job to do.
What does she do?
She's a teacher.
Is she really?
Yeah.
Your mother is a teacher?
Yeah.
Good God. You'd never have thought that, would you?
No.
What does she teach?
She,
kids.
Well, she used to be a PE and history teacher.
Sure, me too.
Mm. What, in the same...
What, the history of PE?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, the history of PE. Mm. And now she
now,
works...
Now, while you're running around this track, don't forget the first British man to break the four-minute mile was, of course, Matthew Bannister, who then went on to ruin Radio 1. Keep up there, Johnson.
Plimsolls were invented in 1862 by Gareth Reebok. All that kind of stuff.
Is it Gareth?
I don't know.
Yeah, it was Gareth.
Did not know that.
We've got somebody on the phone wants to say a very special good morning to you.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot to say thanks yesterday. I believe he's still hanging on. It's Mr. Gary Barlow. Gary, what do you want to say for Greg?
I guess now it's time for me to give up.
Thank you, Gary.
Take quack.
Right, okay, we'll leave him there. He's obviously a bit tired. So, congratulations, Greg and Neil.
Thank you.
You look very smart.
Well, I thought you're going to send the show off especially, haven't you?
Well, yeah, why not?
I did actually say thanks to you as well. Did you hear that?
What?
I said thanks to you and the team.
I did hear that, yes. Yeah.
Thank you, Greg.
So, you know, no one leaves empty-handed.
Today, though, feels like you're... You'll be riding
on the stars. I'm still going.
It's like you let out of prison today, isn't it, you two?
A little bit, yeah.
I'm quite sad because, like, for the last 2 years, I've been...
Still going. Sorry.
I've been woken up by your Flash Flash song at 4 o'clock for the last 2 years, and I'm quite sad that I won't get that anymore.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that for the last two years.
Can I say, for the last 2 years, Greg, 2 years of your life, which hasn't been that long, so it's quite a percentage, 2 years of your life that you've done Flash Flash every morning at what time?
4.
I've never heard it.
That's
and the
good,
only
though.
Time I've ever heard it is
on
flash,
drive.
Flash is on afternoons when you're filled in for Scott.
When it makes no sense.
And quite frankly, it doesn't work. But I've thoroughly enjoyed it.
I will miss the best bits of the radio from yesterday.
They'll still be on.
That's my favourite.
Don't worry, if you missed that, you can TV Burp's coming back in a few weeks.
Oh, really? Just tune into that?
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I like that bit, though.
Someone texted in saying, he's not gone for a dump, he's gone to cry. Did you have a little cry after the show, to be honest?
Well, why can't you do both?
Did you have a dump and
was
a cry?
Was it that bad?
Yeah, it was...
was it painful?
I needed that since 4.
Oh. Was that a crump?
I don't know.
I like the idea of a crump.
A crump.
I like that. A cry and a... I don't even like that other word.
No.
That's horrible. A crump.
Good.
Can't do it.
Or a drimp.
Yeah. Is that your microphone again? Or is it the desk?
Ooh, what's that?
Hello?
Oh.
Which one's that?
Meant to have been sorted.
Yeah, I think it's your mic, Rachel. It's going to blow up any second.
Well, that'll be no loss.
Okay, so what's the plan now, Greg? You've done 2 years of early breakfast. Monday, you start at 1 o'clock in the afternoon on BBC Radio 1 across the entire world. Your life is going to change forever, but what are you going to do for the rest of the day?
Get hammered.
Brilliant.
At least he's honest.
When does that start?
It starts in a minute and finishes when Coldplay do their last song tonight at Wembley.
Oh, my God. You will never get to Wembley.
I will.
You'll never get there.
Obviously, you don't know how much of a fan of Coldplay
I have
I am.
Lots of food today, Greg, obviously. Yeah.
Wouldn't it be great if Chris Martin went, OK, so I'm going to say hello to a very special person in the audience. And the other guy goes, oh, my God. He goes, Producer Neil, quack, quack. And we're going to do this one for you. So where are you going? What's the deal now? Where do you go drinking? You can't go. There's no pubs open, right?
I don't know. Neil's taking me away somewhere.
Wow.
Are you going to tell me where it is?
No, I'm not.
No.
It's a little secret mini break.
Yeah. No, I don't think so. Not Paris. It's not Paris, is it? No, oh, good.
Taking you to Centre Parks.
Mm. Are we going the Orient Express?
No.
Oh.
Can we go?
Sorry, quack, I should say.
Yeah. Yes, that's right. Quack. Someone's just texting going, oh no, my surname's Crump. That's unfortunate, isn't it?
Better than being Crank.
Can we go to... morning, Anthony. Can we go to... can we go with Greg, Rachel? Can we just go and...
We've got a show to do.
Ah, forget the show. We could do it on the phone.
No.
All right, fine.
It would be fun, though.
Let's do back-to-back music. Ten.
Breakfast. Andy in Chingford says I'm having a crank.
Really?
Someone else has texted in saying, what's all the fuss about? He's not dying, he's only moving to a better time slot. Yeah.
Well, that's the idea, you've got to do it, you've got to go over the top, haven't you?
Yeah, of course. Oh. Well, anyway, Neil and Greg, well done, and enjoy getting up at a normal time of the day.
I know. I'll be able to listen to your show properly now.
You'll probably hear less of the show now.
Well, maybe. Well, no, I think I'll listen to more of it. I'll listen to more after 8 o'clock anyway.
Right.
Never forget.
Never forget.
An emotional start to the day.
Oh, God, I forgot about Gary Barlow. Gary, are you still there?
Me to give up.
Okay, brilliant. Okay. It's just going round in a loop.
Are you going to Coldplay tonight, by the way, or not?
Well, I still haven't been invited. Right, so here's what happened. A few weeks ago, I sat on my phone. Just before we went away on tour, I sat on my phone and I broke the screen. So therefore, I had to get a new phone. Turns out that half the numbers on my phone are in the phone rather than the SIM card, so I've only got half my numbers. So I'm slowly adding my numbers.
Yeah.
It's a long way of saying no. So I got a text the other day from someone saying, do you still want Coldplay tickets? But I've no idea who it is. And I'm quite frankly, I'm sick of texting back to everyone going, sorry, I broke my phone, I've lost all my numbers, who is this? Because you never get a reply going, oh, it's Paul. You get, oh, you broke your phone, what a dip, I can't believe you've lost my number.
Yeah.
And you go, yeah, I have. Who are you? And then Joe Wiley left me a message yesterday, but I never got a chance to ring her back. So, to answer your question, no.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Can you get me in? Have you got an in there?
Probably, yeah.
Really?
Hmm.
Everyone's got an in with Coldplay.
Except us.
What's going on?
You can get an in with Coldplay.
To be honest, I'll be a bit tired tonight. I may as well just stay in and watch the Big Brother final.
Yes, it's going to be a good one.
Yeah.
Strictly from Dancing. Starts tonight.
Tonight.
I saw two of the Strictly Come Dancing dancers yesterday.
Who?
Did you?
Yes, I did.
Who?
What, the dancers or the celebrity dancers?
The celebrity dancers. Mm. I was at the Television Centre for a meeting.
Mm-hmm.
12 years at the BBC, finally get a bloody meeting. Anyway, and finished my meeting, all good. So I'm outside having a... What? I'm outside having a ciggy.
Mm-hmm.
And out of a doorway... Shut up, Neil.
He just said, was it one of those meetings that was, give me a second series?
Yeah, do you know what? It was, give me a first series. Smell my cheese. It was really embarrassing because I'd driven to the BBC. Anyway, some vandals had spray painted my car.
Yeah.
So I
had crank down the side.
So it said cook, and then it said pass.
Yeah.
And then it said Babtridge.
Babtridge. Yeah.
Anyway, so I saw your man from EastEnders, who works with Minty.
Gary.
Now, if anybody who loves Strictly Come Dancing is listening, you might want to switch off now because you might be a little bit disappointed by what I'm about to tell you. So I see him outside through a fire escape having a fag, right? And he goes, Chris! Oh, mate, how are you? You all right? And I said, yeah, how's it going? Oh, I'm dying. I'm dying, mate. He said, this leg, that foot, my ankle, it's all over the place, right? So you've given up a cigarette then as well.
Yeah.
Oh, mate, unbelievable. Oh. But anyway, how are you? It's all right. Out of the same door, 2 minutes later, comes Phil Tufnell, who looks like he has just got out of bed 3 seconds before.
He always looks like that.
Fag in his mouth, right, with a squashed up face. And he goes, all right, Chris, Phil, nice to meet you. I went, how are you? And he's hobbling, right? He goes, how am I? Look, I can't walk. I can't move my foot. Look at me. I'm bruised. I'm battered. Anyway, yeah, it's going to be great. And I'm looking at these two guys. They look absolutely ruined.
Brilliant.
Stood there smoking cigarettes. I'm thinking this is going to be a hell of a first series for these two boys.
Did you know, though, that Joe Calzaghe and...
he's in a mess as well.
...were staying in the hotel that we were in Cardiff, and they were practising their dancing and going to the gym together there.
Were they? He's in a bad way. Apparently, all the boys are dying. All injured. They're all limping. Phil Tufnell's got these shoes on. He goes, bloody hell, look at this. Look at these stupid shoes. I can't even turn my foot. Look, look, look. His foot's going out one way. He's kind of got like, he's got like 3 o'clock feet. You know what I mean?
So Joe Calzaghe had one of the most amazing boxing careers ever.
Yeah.
He's fought the greatest fighters in the world. And a couple of weeks of what, dancing, and he's ruined.
Yeah.
Anyway, the bottom line of it is, sounds like it's going to be a very exciting evening tomorrow. Is it
tonight?
Tonight, isn't it?
What time does it start, Rach?
8:30.
8:30. Oh,
now, Rachel, more importantly, have the Strictly Come Dancing people invited you yet to Strictly Come Dancing?
No, but I have put an email in asking.
How rude! Rachel wants some tickets for Strictly Come Dancing.
Dancing.
Rachel wants some tickets for Strictly Come Dancing.
Dancing.
Can you sort her out with some? Rachel wants some tickets for Strictly Come Dancing.
Dancing.
Rachel wants some tickets for Strictly Come Dancing.
Dancing.
Rachel wants some tickets for Strictly Come Dancing.
Dancing.
Thank you, Neil.
Can we replay that at 8:39?
Yeah, why don't we just put in a 10-minute loop, love?
Yeah.
Is that right?
I want three, because I want to take my mum and dad.
Sure. Talking about abusing your privileges. Yeah, whatever, Chris. But anyway, about tickets.
I'll come with you, but I need to wait for something to happen first.
Still going.
Need to give up.
Still going.
Oh, so we make it four, then?
Well, I need to wait a while, I think. I need to wait until...
Why?
Until he's out.
Until he's out. And I'm not going to go and watch him. I need to let him out.
Neil, have a nice day.
Me?
Neil. Mm. Yes. Producer Neil, have a nice day.
Thanks very much.
And your mate, what's his name?
Craig.
Craig. Yeah. Thanks, Craig.
Thanks, Craig.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye. Have a lovely day.
Have a great weekend. Enjoy not remembering Coldplay tonight, tomorrow, when you get up. About 3:30 tomorrow afternoon, someone will go, do you go to that Coldplay gig? Craig will go, oh, God. Yes, I did.
I'll just pass out after Jay-Z finishes.
It's quite a good lineup,
yeah, that's good. Bye.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.
Got to move on. It's Greg James, ladies and gentlemen. Wearing a suit. I haven't seen him in the jacket yet, but Neil is definitely wearing his older brother suit. There's no shadow of a doubt about it.
But as we said, a compliment, because he looks better now.
A bit. There's Greg there, look. Do you know some people suit a suit?
Yeah.
And other people don't.
He looks like an estate agent.
Yeah. What does this house enjoy?
This house enjoys radiators.
Yeah.
And benefits from a roof.
And a northerly aspect, yeah.
There you go, seamless. Right, so Friday today, we've got the Golden Hour coming up at 9 o'clock. I worked on it yesterday. I think it's a good one. I emailed Matt Fincham because I've got to send him the list every week, and he's bugging me for the list. I sent him the list. I said, send me a text or call me when you get it. I never heard back from him, so I've no idea whether we have a Golden Hour or not. Matt Fincham, Lego head fella, works in the office, sings along to the jingles. Yes or no?
Yes, we do.
Brilliant. Okay, that'll do.
Good morning.
Rachel, get on the BBC ticket website like everyone else. Maximum 2 tickets per household. That's why she doesn't go on it. She gets more.
She wants 3.
Yeah.
4. Maybe. 7. I do like the fact that we're completely abusing the BBC transmitters just to get Rachel tickets for Strictly Come Dancing. Rachel wants some tickets for Strictly Come Dancing.
Dancing.
Rachel wants some tickets for Strictly Come Dancing.
Dancing.
Who will she see? Who will she bring? Give us some tickets and you will find out. Rachel wants some tickets for Strictly Come Dancing.
Dancing.
Rachel wants some tickets for Strictly Come Dancing.
Dancing.
Rachel wants some tickets for Strictly Come Dancing.
Dancing.
See, you ruined that there, Dominic.
Sorry.
I'll be honest, yeah.
Hello.
Hi there. Friday.
International Radio 1.
It is 6:57. 3 minutes to the big Radio 1 hour of 7 o'clock. Good morning. There you go, with the great sounds of David Guetta there, and Lil Tech's over. Bye, boys.
Bye. Bye.
That's Greg and Neil. They just popped in to say goodbye in their ill-fitting suits. They look. Neil just went, this suit is fitted. I went, it's not, it's too big for you.
It is, it's fitted.
When was it fitted?
2 years ago.
Right, well then, your body is no longer...
Off they go like a ready. Pair of apprentice undertakers into the night sky.
They do that, they just come out of jail. Or court, anyway, definitely. Yeah. Do you want to do first note, last note?
Yeah.
Brilliant conspiracy that someone told me about yesterday. Someone said, you've got to look at chrismoyles.net, this massive conspiracy theory about the first note, last note feature, that it's not a way to promote Edith's penultimate and final afternoon show. It's some kind of rouge where it's just an excuse for me to play my favourite song and people texting in have no relevance to it. It's amazing. Because
oh my
we
goodness.
Need to have a certain... Because it's in our job description to have a certain amount of audience participation yeah. and connecting with the audience. That this whole feature is not simply a way of going, Edith does this feature and Edith is on today at 1 o'clock, tune in. So we're going to do it now.
Yeah.
No, it's not that simple. It's a whole... There's a whole world behind it. Anyway, you're wrong. So, first note, last note. I have no idea what it is. You ready?
Yep.
First note, last note.
Easy.
I know it. Easy.
That's easy.
I know it. Do you know it?
Yes.
Easy.
Do you really know it?
Yes.
Okay. 8119 8119 8119 8119 8119 Easy. Right. Text in now if you think you know, and we'll see how many text messages we get it right, and we'll say hello to a few people. What is it? What song is this? I'll play it at the same time. It's like I'm drunk but completely sober at the same time. I'm in my own little world. That's first note, last note. That's last note, first note. That's both together. Brilliant.
The only thing on BBC Radio 1 currently.
81199, what song is it? Lee from Birmingham, you are right.
Digital.
FM.
Online.
This is BBC Radio 1.
Ben in Ipswich, you are right. Alex in Northampton, you are right. You're the first few people to get it right. The first actual text, which ends in 936, you didn't put your name on, but you were the first person to get it right. So if your mobile ends in 936, yes, that's you. That's you, yes. You got it right. First. Last. Easy. And if you don't know, by the way, text in don't know, and we might read out a random don't know person, but you should know. It's a classic. All right, let's get to move on. News for sport with Dominic and Carrie. Excuse me, it's 3 minutes past seven.
6 minutes past seven now.
Thank you, Dominic, and thank you very much, Carrie, for reading the news and sport so beautifully. You guys rock.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I see he's been at it again.
Who?
Bill Turnbull.
Oh, I saw this.
Did you see it?
No, I've read about it. I haven't seen it, sorry. I've read about it and I thought it was hilarious.
He is like, isn't he? He's like the BBC Div.
Yeah.
Isn't he?
It was my happy reading last night on the tube on the way home.
It's like he's somehow related to Mark Thompson and he has a job and you don't ask why, just go with it. Do you know what I mean? So Gordon Ramsay was on his BBC Breakfast News yesterday and Bill Turnbull says, do you still cook? You know, like if I go to one of your kitchens, restaurants, do you still actually cook? To which Gordon Ramsay took massive offence and then said, I've been at the stove for 21 years. I want a life outside my kitchen. Sorry, would you like me to polish your shoes, Bill?
Brilliant.
Come on, get a life. I'd like to see that.
Do you still cook?
can we find the audio of that?
Yeah.
Please? Yeah.
Lovely. Great. All right, 8 minutes past seven. How's your day this morning so far, Dave?
I would like to say that today has been the weirdest start to any day of my adult life.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Now, this morning, it all started as normal, and I'd had a bath, and I'd put my eyes in, I'd brushed my teeth.
I love that you have a bath in the morning before work. Not a shower, not a heavy wash, a bath.
You have a
Yeah, but we need to get the shower room redone. Anyway, that's all that is. Anyways, that's not important. So I'm there.
It's a proper big old-fashioned bath as well.
That's weird.
Is it?
Yeah. Well, have a bath before you go to bed to kind of relax you and get your bath and just make me fall asleep.
But the shower's not very good. Anyway.
Weird. Anyway.
So I'm there and I'm in the lounge and I'm putting my shoes on and I'm just about to get my coat and I'm just about to leave for work. And I hear this bang. And I'm like, what's that? And I thought, oh, maybe it's Nicole upstairs, you know, maybe she's fallen out of bed or she's kicking a cot or something. And then I hear it again and it seems to be coming from the front door. Now, we live in an old cottage where the front door literally goes straight into the lounge. There's no hallway or anything. There's no... So, I'm thinking, that's strange. And so I think I must be imagining it, or maybe it's...
I'm doing the sound of the background.
Maybe it's, you know, the wind. So I'm standing there behind the door, and it feels like something is literally on the other side of it. And I'm thinking,
weird.
This is really odd. So I look through the spy hole. Can't see anything. There's a little light in our... We've got, like, a little porch outside. There's a little light. Can't see anything. Look out the window. Can't see anything. So I'm getting a bit, sort of... I don't know what this
nervous.
Is. Yeah.
Yeah, I was.
So I've got all sorts of things, you know, going around in my head.
Is that, like, the world's worst burglar?
Well, so what I do is I put the chain on just to be safe.
Yeah,
I put the chain on and I open the door just in case there's, like... And I'm thinking there's a big monster on the other side of the door.
Yeah. So you put the chain on?
I put the chain
on. Hang on.
There you go.
So I put the chain on and I open the front door a little bit. And at about my waist height, there are these two massive brown eyes and a big nose pushing their way through the door. Right?
Scott Mills.
There was an Alsatian in my porch. Right?
Really?
Not a cat, not a little dog, a massive great Alsatian dog stood taking up all of my porch. Right? I hate dogs. Right? I'm terrified of dogs.
Yeah.
So this thing is massive. It's taking up pretty... You've seen our porch.
Yep.
It's quite small. It's taking up most of the porch. I'm thinking, how do I get out of my house?
Because through the back door.
Well, I thought about that, and then I thought, but he was sort of then roaming around the front garden, and I thought, he might try and attack me.
Yeah.
Was he barking at you?
No, he was just there.
Snarling?
No, he was
fine.
Just there on the other side. But he's literally got his face in the little gap in the door where the chain is.
Oh, he's trying to get in.
That's
so
scary.
So then I'm trying not to wake up Jane and Nicole upstairs. So I'm peering through the door and I'm going, go away. Go away. Because how else do you get rid of a large dog.
You whisper to it, of course,
now,
everyone knows.
Now, with cats...
Dog whisperer.
Now, with cats, it's easy, because there's a universal thing you do with cats, and you just go...
Yeah.
Right? And they vanish, right? I tried that. It doesn't work with Alsatians, so I'm in the dog going... The dog's just looking at me, right? So I'm going, go away, go away. Nothing.
Really, nothing?
So was it being friendly or, like...
He was just stood there, right?
Yeah.
So then...
Not really.
He then walks off, and I'm peering out the curtains in the front room. He's disappeared. I think, brilliant, I'll make a break for it. I go and get my coat, check it's all clear, have a little look out the window again. He's back. The Alsatian is in my porch again, right? So, and I wait a little while. That's when I rang you.
Yes.
And I thought, well, how'd you get rid of a massive dog in your porch?
I had a missed call on my phone.
Do you want Dominic to come and help you?
I had a missed call on my phone at 5:30, didn't I? And I unfortunately, it was on silence.
But I thought I could be trapped here all morning. Because
how did he get out in the end?
Well, the thing was...
Did he walk away?
He then disappeared.
Right.
But the thing was, I've parked my car in next door's drive at the minute. It's a long story anyway, so it's just round the hedge.
Yeah.
Right? And it's really, really dark where I live. It's pitch black. So I think, well, what if the dog is still out there somewhere? He might try and, you know, jump out at me.
Hmm.
So I went, I got a massive torch, and then I also, just in case he did attack me, I got some ham out of the fridge. So I got this packet of ham, which is on its last legs, to be honest with you. It needs throwing anyway.
I'll say
something. And then also, I thought, so I got some ham, and I also got, I thought, well, if he comes for me, how am I going to fend him off? So I got a length of solid oak flooring, which we still had behind the...
Are you on glue?
No.
Are you on drugs?
Because we still got the remainder of the floor.
Okay, so you walked out your front door holding what?
A yellow torch.
Right.
A length of solid oak flooring under my arm.
Yeah.
And some ham.
Right, a packet of ham. Just in case there was an Alsatian coming up to say hello.
Because that way I thought I would...
What would you have done? Would you have fed the dog, then hit him, or shined the torch in his eyes?
I thought this way...
Rubbed the ham on his nose?
This
what
way,
would you
I would have every base covered.
Sure.
Because if he was a nice dog, right. and then he just wanted feeding, I could give him the ham. If he started snarling sure. at me like they do on the movies, right. I had the length
and
of oak flooring.
Did you see the dog again?
Yes.
Right.
So I go out.
This
right?
story is longer than my life.
So I go out. He's not there. I close the door. I've got the wood flooring under my arm, ham in the other hand, car keys and a torch. And so I'm legging it down. It's like the Blair Witch Project with this torch going everywhere. I get round to my car. I put the wood in the back of the car. I think I'm all clear. I open the car door. The dog is on the bonnet.
He's not in the car sitting there like
the
that bonnet. Guy.
The dog is there at the front. And I go, open the door, quickly closed it, and then I legged it off. And the dog is still marauding outside our front door.
So you've left, basically, the moral of the story is you've left your wife and your child locked in a cottage with a rabid dog outside.
Well, I don't know.
And they have got no ham to protect themselves.
I've taken the last of the ham.
Do you know what? It's probably just lost, Dave. It was probably quite upset and just wanted to find its way home.
I didn't know that. It's massive. It.
Peter in Runcorn has texted in saying, an amazing story. But Dave, when you thought your daughter, Nicole, had fallen out of the bed, why didn't you go up and check on her?
Oh, no, I did that. I did that as well. She was fine.
Oh, God, she's fallen out of bed again.
So, as far as you know, the dog is still there.
Wandering around.
You should have phoned the police or something, Dave.
I don't know.
And said what, Rachel?
There's a dog outside
Hi,
my house.
Hi, is that the police? Hi, I know you're busy with criminals and whatnot, but there's a very calmish dog just roaming around outside my house that's not barking or snarling or making any noise. But I don't like dogs, and I've run out of ham. Can you send some around, please?
It was an Alsatian. They're massive. They're trained killers.
Not necessarily.
Well, they can be. The police use them to get baddies.
Yeah, but they have to be trained. The clue is in the
word. How do you know that this isn't like a lost police dog?
Because it didn't do anything, Dave. It just tried to put its nose through your door and then set the bonnet of your car. It could obviously smell the ham and the torch combination.
Probably just wanted some love, Dave.
See, now your family are trapped in there, like in the Alfred Hitchcock movie, The Birds.
But at least when they get up, it'll be lights, it'll be less scary.
Yeah.
I'll ring him in a bit and tell him to only open the door with a chain in case there's a massive dog outside the front door.
Well, that's what I always tell to my loved ones before they leave the house every day. Thanks to everybody who texted in. Sarah is 14 in Winchester, and she got it right. Many people did. But we didn't have many, many text messages. We only had a handful. Chris on the M56, Neil and Kendall, Chris in Ashford, well done. If you really like us... No, I'm not going to play the jingle. Cheryl in Falkirk, Craig the Fish, whatever. How did you text? You got no fingers. I lost their fish fingers. They all got this note and this note... Put it together. It's snapping the power.
Yeah.
Hey Dom, give me a beat. I should not bother. All right, so there you go. Right, yesterday Joe Wiley was in the Live Lounge on a Live Lounge tour. Dizzy Rascal was in his studio. Joe was there. They did a version of this.
Let's roll.
It's Dizzy Rascal from yesterday's Live Lounge Joe Wiley tour show. Some amazing text messages coming in. What the F is this? I've got a hangover. Are you trying to make my ears bleed? Just a lot of people going, what is this? What is this?
See, I think, honestly, I think that the tracks that he did yesterday, I think it's one of the finest Live Lounges that there's ever been. I think it's amazing.
What do you think of that version?
I think it's genius.
That?
Yeah, do you not?
I like it.
Do you know what? Honestly, I thought it was out.
I think it's fantastic.
Maybe I need to hear it again.
To have taken, you know, those sort of songs and then done them in a completely different way, which is what the Live Lounge is all
about.
It's
just got a wild guitar on it.
No, I think it's brilliant.
Really?
Yeah. No?
No.
It's got double bass on it.
Oh, I love that.
You can watch the video online.
A-double-1-9. If you want to text in, I need to hear it again. That was a bit messy for me.
It's great. And Holiday was brilliant as well.
I don't... Really, you thought that was great?
Mm.
Like, amazingly great?
Like,
really?
One of the best Live Lounges ever.
It was out. It was a bit messy. It was like a good rehearsal. It needs to be done again, though, right?
No, not for me.
Really?
Mm.
Yeah.
Dom? Am I my own? Well, 8-1-9. Look, it's genius. I loved it, says someone on the text. This is bizarre, says Alice in Leeds. Well, hey, tell us what you think. Are you with me? I'm not sure about that. Really not sure. And are you with Dave, who thought that was genius? Genius!
It's coming on the show on Monday.
I think the whole, all the tracks he did were great yesterday.
I'm looking forward to him coming on the show. I like Dizzy Rascal. He's coming in Monday. But 8119, tell us what you think. I'm not so sure about that. I've got to be honest. I certainly don't think that was genius. That's a good idea, but needs another rehearsal for me. Sorry.
Quick update on the dog story.
Yep.
It was there last night when Jane got in. She had to get the taxi driver to chase the dog away while she got in. And now she's just looked out and it's still there.
Aww.
So now she doesn't know how she's going to take Nicole to nursery.
You need to phone...
Right, you know your next door neighbours? Ring them and get man to come round and shoo it away.
Or phone, like...
You know you need...
Phone somebody.
Dog shooers. Got a random dog in the way of your door? Then you need dog shooers. We'll send our professional team round to shoo the dog away.
See, why has he decided to live in our porch?
I don't know, because it's warm. Because it smells of ham. Gaz in Norwich and Christina in Liverpool. Jules back from France, driving to Swansea. Scott on the way to work in Cardiff. Chelsea getting ready for work. And Neil from Lockerbie. Ernie extracting timber in Devon. Zoe from Chorley. Rob the Spark in Essex. Andy the Trucker. Peter in Billingham. All getting snap in the power on the first note, last note. Edith Bowman will be on this afternoon playing that game at 1 o'clock. It's her last Friday afternoon show before she moves to the weekends and gets her days free again.
Make sure you listen today from 1.
All right, do you want to count these texts up?
Yeah, you've got a pen.
Amazing but weird in ways from Megan in Fairham.
That's a yes, then.
Thought it was fantastic from Dave in Atwell. Dizzy was great. I agree with Dave. It's brilliant. Now, please play Holiday. I love it, says Sophie, is 13. I'm with you, Chris, says Adam on the M1. Yes, Chris, it was rubbish. Bag of rubbish. Bag of rubbish. Nick said it was crap. Like a daydream. I don't know whether that means, is that good or bad?
Neither.
Dave was wrong, don't play it again ever, says Mick in Prum. I never text in, but the way that was put together was awesome, says Alan. Okay, so there you go. It's a kind of a mixed bag.
Pretty much even, said
but
on
that's
that.
What Radio 1 is all about. You get people to do stuff that's a little bit fresh and a little bit different. You might not love it, you might adore it, but that's the whole point, you see? That's what it's about. I love going on the radio going, is that any good? I don't know. That's the point. That's the whole point of Radio 1. You take an artist like Dizzy Rascal and we go, right, off you go, make what you want.
I just think that it would have been very easy for him to perhaps just, you know, rap live over the track, as many people do, and the fact that he's brought in this whole live band and a completely different sound, I just think
it's great. Roll! What you got there, boy? Playing on that there guitar? Yeah! Let's go. Yeah, which was a daydream. Anyway, there you are. It's Dizzy Rascal. You can watch the video at the website, bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Oh, yes, that, yeah, Alexandra Burke and Bad Boys on Radio 1. We'll dedicate that to you if you're a bad boy.
Yeah.
Hey, Dominic?
Yeah.
Are you a bad boy, you? Bad you're boy. A bad boy.
Bad boy.
We have more great songs and more great chitter chatter coming up after the news and sport.
Digital. FM. Online.
This is BBC Radio 1.
I'm in a very good mood today. I can't really speak or string any words together in a proper sentence without hobbling over them.
Because it's Friday, isn't it?
Other than that, though,
I think I'm really tired, but I don't feel it. Does that make sense?
It's Friday.
I have days that when your mouth's tired, but your head's not.
Oh, yeah. My body's massively awake, but my mouth is still having a doze.
Yeah.
And I sound all right now, but sooner or later, I'll say blah, blah, blah before the end of the sentence.
That's easy for you to say. Blah, 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 blah.
Exactly, Dave. It's exactly how I feel. Blah, 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 blah.
Blah, 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 blah.
I think they're in the Live Lounge. Oh, no, they're on Zane Show next week.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah. From Iceland. They're brilliant. Anyway, it's 7:32.
Almost exactly 7:36.
You are great, and I am great, and Carrie's great, and today is great because it's Friday. However, bad news.
What?
I've lost an entire page of jingles, Rachel.
Have you?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Okay, so I know for a fact that on the bottom of Chris 1 is breakfast bed and good morning.
I think Aled might have been doing some manoeuvring yesterday.
Go to Chris 2, and then we have the old beds featuring jazz and that kind of thing. This means nothing to you, the listener, but, you know. And it's just gone. It's all gone. Oh, there's old breakfast there. Why has that been moved to Chris 3?
Is that Aled or is that technology?
Well, as ever, we will blame Matt Fincham. This, listeners, is called Jazz. National Radio 1. There's the phone. That'll be Aled. It's not me. Hello.
Hello, Radio 1.
Right, 7:36. So, Friday today. Golden Hour coming up at 9 o'clock, which is going to be great. Joe Wiley's last weekday show today before she goes off to the weekends and has a rest and gets her life back. She's doing a nice, quiet little show where she's got an hour of Coldplay live and Jay-Z in her house.
Mm. Whoever he is.
Yeah. I went on the treadmill yesterday. I ran for an hour listening to the best of Jay-Z.
Did you?
Yeah. Which was great.
To get you in the mood.
Absolutely. You ask me any question about Jay-Z, anything you want.
How many problems does he have?
Oh, several. Several.
Several problems.
But if you were to quantify it in a number...
11?
This is what quantifying means.
11?
No.
Oh, no. But I do know for a fact that women are a massive problem for him.
Are they?
Yeah. Maybe it wasn't the best of Jay-Z. Maybe it was 11:42. But anyway. And then Edith Bowman is on at 1 o'clock. It's her last show today, weekdays. She's got to go. They're all going to the weekend, by the way. They're not leaving. You'll be able to see them at the weekend, which will be really nice. And then Scott's on at 4, and then... it's the official start to the weekend.
Annie Mac.
Rachel's like this.
Annie Mac.
And then it's the weekend and it's going to be great. And it's with my mate Jody's birthday in the week, so we're all having drinks tomorrow in the pub.
Happy birthday, Jody.
He hasn't texted anyone about it. He said to me last night, he went, "Are you coming?" I said, "Yeah." He goes, "I don't think I texted you, did I?" I went, "No. No, do you know, I forgot to text anyone."
Happy birthday, Jody.
So it could just be me and Jody in the pub on Saturday.
That'd be nice,
that'd be all right.
Yeah.
And then Sunday's a nice day of rest, and then Monday we're back on. We're all back together. Well, we're not all back together again, actually.
Rachel's off, aren't you?
Yeah.
Why are you off, Rach?
Because Rachel has decided she's had enough of us, and she's having a week off.
Oh, 3 weeks off.
Oh, my God. Goodness.
That's but can I just say, it's not 3 weeks off like she has nothing to do.
Yeah.
She's preparing for a little, what do you call it? A little,
shindig.
Oh, wedding. Mm. That's it, yeah. So Rachel's going on off to prep a wedding. So Aled will be producing the show for the next couple of weeks. And then Rachel will get married. And then she'll come back to the show. A different woman.
She will.
I'll be Mrs. Malander.
You will?
Yay. With a different name.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
She'll have a completely different name.
Wow.
She won't be Rachel Jones anymore. She'll be Rachel Malander.
So this is the end of an era, then.
My email's changing and everything.
Oh,
really?
Really?
That means I won't get harassed by loads of people.
I don't even know how to spell Malander.
No, me neither. Is it two...
It's like calendar with an M.
No.
Is it M-A-L-I-N-D-E-R?
No, M-A-L-L-E-N-D-E-R.
Ah,
Malander. At bbc.co.uk. There you go. They'll hassle you now.
This is weird, because we hate change.
I don't
and you're... This is the last time you're going to be Rachel Jones.
I know. It's a weird thing, changing your name.
Do you know what? Oh, this is weird. Is this not weird, the fact that today is the last day that we can call you Rachel Jones?
Oh, what have you done, Dave? Oh.
Goodbye, Rachel Jones. That's been your name since we first met you more than 12 years ago when you first joined Radio 1. Always be called Rachel, but you're going to change your surname from Jones to Malander to celebrate your wedding day. And it seems to us this is the last time we can call you Rachel Jones. You'll have a new name on your email
man on your answer phone. And you know that if we had the choice of what we'd change about you, Miss Jones Malander, it'd be your accent, not your name.
Rachel's crying, everybody.
Goodbye, Rachel Jones. We're looking forward to your wedding a week on Saturday in the Midlands where you're from.
Wedding?
You're not in work next week. You'll be hassling the florist, vicar, chef and the DJ and Mally, who still needs a suit. And it seems to us this is the last time we can call you Rachel Jones. You'll have a new name on your email and on your answer phone. And you know that if we had the choice of what we'd change about you, Miss Jones Malander, it'd be your accent, not your name.
Finchum on the keyboards, everybody.
Oh, thanks, Dave. Anything will get me going at the moment. Thanks, Dave.
Goodbye, Rachel Jones.
Not now, like 10.
Yeah. Can I go home now?
You're right for a couple of hours.
That was beautiful. Thank you, Dave.
Ta.
And thanks to Matt Finchum. What a beautiful rendition.
Yeah. Beautiful fingers.
Did he play that?
Yeah. That's him now. Look. He's in the other studio.
I'll take the thing off.
Take the thing off, right? If you look at the webcam. There he is. Look.
Oh, wow, you did.
played that live.
I was wondering what that was in the live lounge, thinking it was a keyboard.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, that was really lovely. Thank you.
Proper live music.
I'm so emotional at the moment.
Oh, you really filled up,
everything.
Then, didn't you?
Yeah. Oh, that was lovely.
Today at 10 o'clock, the door will close. I'm Rachel Jones. But in a few weeks' time, it will open up to Rachel Malander. The name will change, but sadly, as Dave said, the accent will remain the same. Nice one, Rachel. Well done. 7:43. That's the noise, Ed. Some don't have set the rhythm. It's 7:49. It's Friday morning. It's the 18th of September, 2009. It's the Chris Moyle Show. Morning. Thanks to Matt Finchum for a beautiful, beautiful rendition.
That was so lovely.
Did you like it?
Goodbye,
Rachel
Jones.
It was really lovely. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
You're like our very own Mika.
Really? I mean, yay. Sorry.
But yes, you are.
That's good. That's the first time we played
in many ways, Matt. Rachel's fiancé is called Malander, but he's called Mally. How unfortunate, says Lucy, who's 17. He's called Mally Malander.
Try and work it out. Yeah. That's not his first name.
Don't ruin it. Don't help him. Mally Malander, please, no. Another text says, I'm nearly crying too. You're all brilliant. What a wonderful wedding, Rachel, you'll be having, says Claire in Manchester. I think she meant to put wishing you a wonderful wedding, but she put wiring you a wonderful wedding.
I get it.
After all these years of wedding talk, I can't believe it's happening. What football ground did they decide on in the end? Well, because there was talk of it happening at White Hart Lane, wasn't there?
You talked about it happening at White Hart Lane.
And then we said Agbor as well. Yeah. Home of the Harriers.
Tell Rachel even I was crying. Well done, Dave. That was lovely. From Kath on a bus in Durham.
Thanks, Kath.
Go on, have a group hug, says Jay on the A38. Kathy in South Wales says it was beautiful, Dave.
Thank you.
And Robin Telford says, one word, class. Although, Rob, that's three words. Mm. Play that guitar for Rachel Jones. Quite an emotional day today. Mm. Potential. Well, not for me, I'm not crying, but for Rachel, she had a bit of a blub.
Oh, honestly, anything sets me off at the moment. It's quite mad.
We lots of emotions today. Greg, you, Joe, Edith. Us, because it's the weekend.
Max has got no girlfriend. You know, that guy. Or maybe he does.
Don't look at me like that.
Like what?
With that knowing glance.
What knowing glance?
With that cheeky little glance you just did then.
I know something about Matt Finchum. It is a secret, and I know Would you like to know what I know about Matt Fincham? I could tell you now on the show.
Is this what I know?
I don't know.
What do you know?
Do I know?
I don't know.
Oh, we don't know.
Well, hang on, but we pretty much, if not said, we alluded to, I think is the expression, to the fact that we thought that you might have been possibly maybe seeing someone upstairs. Is it that?
Which is false, and I flatly denied it.
It's not about yoga again, is it? Is it about relationships?
Bing! Oh. Matt Fincham. Shall I just come out with it?
Yeah.
Matt Fincham.
Oh, can you do it off air and then we can vet it?
No. True or false, Matt Fincham?
Yes.
Okay, look me in the eye.
I'm looking you in the eye.
True or false?
Yes.
I'm going to ask you three questions.
Fine.
Two of them will be controlled questions. One of them will be the question.
Okay.
And you'll know. Yes. True or false? Are you seeing anybody at work?
No. As in false.
Okay. True or false? True or false? No. True or false? Are you having a secret relationship or a relationship which you haven't told us fully about?
False.
So you're not.
Question number three. Was your not girlfriend, i.e. your secret girlfriend, that we don't know about, was she at the O2 on Thursday for our gig?
No, but I see where you're going with this.
That was his sister.
No.
Yeah, that...
No.
No, I know who you're thinking about. No, she used to go to school with me. Is it...
I don't know. Anyway.
Okay, fine.
Sorry, I didn't catch that. What was that?
No, nothing.
I hate this.
No, there's nothing there.
100%.
Yeah, but she said you thought you would think that there was something going on, because I think she talked to Sophie, or Sophie's mate, who used to work with her. Is that right?
I heard the conversation went like this.
Oh, dear.
Right? So one of my female friends and a female friend of Matt's. Oh, hi, how are you? What are you doing here? Well, I've come with Matt. Matt invited me. Matt Fincham? Yeah, yeah. Really? You're with Matt? Yes.
So surprised.
That's what I heard.
Yeah.
I heard that you two were together.
We used to play the cello together.
Whatever, Matt. That's a family show, Matt. There are kids listening.
We don't want to know about your orchestral maneuver.
If there are any children listening, that's an instrument, of course.
In the dark.
So that girl isn't your girlfriend?
No, she's a fan of the show.
You haven't kissed her?
No.
You've never seen her in her underwear?
No. Honestly, have not.
The girl from work that we said that you have anything with, have you ever seen her in her underwear?
No.
I have, she's cracking.
Really?
Okay. You ever seen Rachel in her underwear?
Jones?
Yep.
No, that would be crossing a boundary.
Hey, can we see you in your underwear before you become Rachel Mallander? Mm. Oh, by the way, before you also change as well, how long... We've only got a week or so to wear your boobs.
Yeah,
because I've got to be honest,
I'm not coming
Rachel.
Back on the show to do it because next week. I'm off.
You've been pleased to know, Matt, we've closed the door on that line of...
thank you.
Further questions, interview terminated at 7:54.
Listen, when you become a married woman,
yes.
If we kind of bug you about weighing your boobs on the air, I think that will be wrong as a married woman.
Right.
However, you're not married now, let's weigh them.
No!
It's disrespectful to do it when someone is in the covert of marriage.
I think you secretly deep down would like to know how much your boobs weigh. Mm. And if we'd have weighed them a year ago, Rachel Jones, yes. She'd be Mallander, and we'd weighed them again today, you'd be able to know how much weight you've lost off your chest area.
They have reduced quite dramatically.
Exactly,
in size.
Yes, they have. So why not weigh them now?
No, because you're weird.
I'm not weird.
You are weird.
8199 on the text. Would you like to know the weight of Rachel's boobs? It's like, you know, those fates that you go to.
Yeah, come on, girls, stick up for me here.
Guess the weight of the boobs, and you can win a mini metro. So there you go. So
I would like
you can't win a mini metro, by the way.
It's a simple equation. You basically weigh Rachel normally, and then you weigh her again while someone holds her boobs up in the air so that they don't count.
Is there
not another way whereby you could do it using the Eureka theory? You know where you do it with water. Like if we got a couple of
I
pot
hold
plants,
on to her breast and shout Eureka.
No, if we got a couple of pot plants and
weirdo.
Then she sort of
I call that the Wahey method.
Pot plants.
And like if we got a couple of pots, right? That you put plants in and fill them with water, and then you put each boob in there. Then the volume then multiplied by something. Would that not give it, Matthew? You went to Cambridge.
How we move from Matt's relationship onto weighing my chest?
Because I'll tell you why. Because for all the kind of, the reputation that I have, I'm actually a very sensitive nice boy, and I felt that it would embarrass Matt to talk about his relationship. So I thought, to save embarrassing one of the team, we'll talk about wearing your boots.
Yeah, well, it's not going to happen. I'd like to know, if people are texting in saying yes or no, I'd like to know whether they're male or female.
Weigh them. Yes, we would like to know. Get them out, Jonesy. Hell yeah. Boobs, boobs, boobs. Put them on the scales. Sorry, Rachel, but it would be funny, says Lucy.
Oh, Lucy, no.
So we really want text from girls, don't we? Another one says Lucy in Essex, a different Lucy. So, there you are. AWR number 9, just say yes please and put your name, especially if you're female. I think the licence fee payers deserve to know the truth.
No, it's not happening.
And I think it would be good for you to know as well.
It's so weird.
And by the way, you've all got it wrong. The way we weighed the boobs is we get an old-fashioned set of scales and she just puts one on one side while we weight it down on the other with something like, I don't know, a heavy book or a tin of Spam.
Or a fax machine.
They're not that big.
we weighed down with somebody from Newsbeat. There's Tulip Mazunder on one side and one of Rachel's boobs on the other. Which one's heaviest? There's only one way to find out.
I'm sorry to be a killjoy, but I just don't think we've got time to do that today.
Oh, we got
anyway.
Loads of time.
Well, let's see what the text people have to say, Rachel. They pay our wages and that.
It's not happening.
I think both of them would weigh about £2.
What, a pound each?
It is a funny thought, but no.
I would have thought there'd be more than a pound each.
Leave Rachel alone. I hope the wedding goes well, says Jodie in Scotland.
Thank you.
But then equally, Grace on the M25 says, I'm a girl and sorry, but I'd like to know, Rachel. All right, well, keep them coming in and we'll see what we can do for you. I mean, I think she's going to need a little bit more convincing, but we'll try our very best. It's 8:02. The Chris Moyle Show. We'll play one more track before the news from Jamie T. International Radio. Jamie T and Chakademus, but no Pliers. What's the deal with the Pliers?
I think he's busy recording a new album.
Fine. Thanks for all the text messages about Rachel and a possible radio feature, but she's still not biting.
Digital. FM. Online.
This is BBC Radio 1.
2,000 text messages, Rachel. That's 2,000 licence fees right there. Oh, no, in our audience, about 450. How about you wear your boobs first, Chris, says Gareth in Edinburgh. Well, Gareth, I would, of course, but my boobs are gone now. I'm virtually flat-chested. Honestly. There's almost as much boobage on my chest as there is hair on Dominic's head.
True story.
Boob-free zone here.
I'm almost, by the way, I'm not getting big-headed, but I'm almost looking like a man now. I know.
Wow.
Yeah. Whereas before, I used to look like a subject for a Channel 4 documentary. He's a man, but he has boobs. Look at the size of them. Isn't it weird? Let's all stare at the boob boy. That kind of thing. I'm starting to disturb myself a little bit. I'll move on. Right, we've got a live track from Coldplay to play after the news. There's going to be an hour of Coldplay coming up with Joe Wider this morning from their Hampden Park gig. We'll play you a track from that in just a few minutes. It's 2 minutes past 8.
And what's Andy Murray talking about here?
It's very, very impressive. That's absolutely massive.
It's not Chris's moves anymore. It's actually his visit to Everton. Murray's up in Liverpool at the moment for Great Britain's Davis Cup tie against Poland. And he had a great time hanging out with the lads.
Yeah, it was nice. So we went to their facility and met some of the players, and David Moyes took us round. It's very, very impressive. They said it was about £3.5 million, and it's absolutely massive. Great facility, so really, really enjoyed it.
He really sounds like he had an amazing tie, didn't he?
It's very, very impressive. It's absolutely massive.
It's massive.
Yeah, I had an amazing time. It was very impressive. David Moyes said to me,
Andy.
Hello? Yes. Hello.
And the weather is going to be...
My girlfriend's gorgeous.
It's going to be dry across the UK. Lots of cloud, though, and sunny spells. The brightest of the weather in the northeast of Scotland today. 8:06 now.
Hello, it's Nana, the inspiration for Nana Window. To all the Nanas in the UK, get down to my reggae beat.
Nana nana window, nana window, nana 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 window, nana nana window, nana window, nana 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 window, nana nana window, nana window, nana 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 window, nana nana window, nana window, nana 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 nana.
Hello. To Dragon's Den Online,
Thank you.
Underground version of the hit BBC Two show we all know and love.
Yep.
You know, the one with PJ and Duncan.
That's
For the past 6 months, another den has been in action online.
Give over!
Yeah, has been in action online.
Only a select few faced our online dragons.
Yep.
Here's a couple who didn't. Meet the Hills.
Hello, my name's Graham Hill. And I'm Thomas Hill.
You know that thing? So what they made was a bag that you sit in if you break down the side of the road. Aren't you meant to get off the side of the road, not sit near your car in a bag? Because that just means when the lorries hit you, they'll have already seen you.
Exactly. This is the reason why they didn't, unfortunately, make it into the actual den itself.
It's one of the most dangerous things I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, I think they thought the fact that it was yellow and had SOS or whatever written on it would be enough to stop people hitting it.
This comes off the back of their last invention, which was a toaster with a knife stuck right in the middle of it to help you get your, you know, stuck toast out.
Yeah.
That was very good of them. Anyway, can I watch that on the iPlayer if I missed that show?
Do you know what, Chris? Yes, you can. It's there for 7 days. It makes the unmissable.
Unmissable.
And it's also on next Wednesday on BBC Two.
What time?
It's a six-part series, if you will. 9:30 on BBC Two next Wednesday night.
Wow. So it's going to be every Wednesday at 9:30 on BBC Two?
It's going to be every Wednesday. Not sure about the time. They might shift it back to 10 o'clock, I think.
Oh, really? Why?
On the third and fourth.
To give the other TV shows a chance.
Is that to help Shooting Stars out?
I think so, yeah.
I thought so. Right. Well, nice one, Dominic Byrne.
Thank you.
Dragon's Den Online. If you love breakfast. Have you seen the video to this song featuring Shakira?
No.
My God.
No.
Humana, humana. What a hottie.
Oh.
What was that?
Oh. That was because she's like a she-wolf.
Are you all right, Dave?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
That's what it does in the song, isn't
it's
it?
It's like you're hyperventilating or something.
Still thinking about that massive dog outside my door.
Sure.
Still there. The Chris
Moyle Show. I've got an idea about that dog. International Radio. So here's the story. It's 19 minutes past 8. Good morning. Comedy Dave woke up this morning, heard a noise at his door at 5:30 in the morning as he's leaving his house in the countryside. There's a dog outside, a massive Alsatian dog.
In my porch.
So he opens the door with a chain on to have a little look, and the dog's sticking his nose through the door. It's still there. Dave managed to sneak to his car, like they do at the end of the Alfred Hitchcock Birds movie, when they get into the car and sneak off. Very similar. However, Dave's wife and child is trapped now in their house with this massive Alsatian just walking up and down the front garden.
Apparently, the dog was there last night when Jane got in, so it's been there overnight. It won't go away. So if anybody knows of a 24-hour RSPCA advice line, that would be nice. Thank
you. I've got an idea.
What?
Ring Vernon Kay, who doesn't live a million miles away from you. Get him to turn up in his noisy sports car.
Yeah.
And then the exhaust and the sound of the engine will scare the dog away. If not, Vernon can get out. He's a proper man. He's a man's man.
Actually,
he can go and shoo it away.
And he's got a dog. So he won't be scared of dogs like I am a little bit.
Exactly. Next Wednesday, by the way, Dominic.
Yes.
Do you want to stay at mine?
Why? What's happening?
Is next Wednesday the big game?
The big game?
The big game.
Next Wednesday, it ain't the Manchester Derby
this weekend.
I was talking to our Dragon's Den online.
Next Wednesday.
Yes.
Leeds Liverpool.
Yes, it is.
On the telly.
We did talk about possibly going up for this as well, didn't we?
Yeah, we can't, though. We'll be absolutely.
It's a late one back, isn't it?
Thursday morning, yeah. So you can come to ours, watch it.
All right.
88-minute thriller from Jermaine Beckford.
Yes.
1-0 to Leeds.
Yeah.
And then you can commiserate with a Magnus and watch Dragon's Den Online at 9:30.
Let's do that.
Brilliant.
Yeah, deal.
All right.
That'd be nice.
You know, I'd quite like to do that too.
Yeah, you're not invited.
Okay. All right.
So,
still be shooing a dog away.
It's time to go live to a secret location somewhere in the heart of England where there should be a lovely lady getting ready to do a very important show, but not from a studio, from our own house.
Mm.
As we beam live to Castle Wiley and say hello to Joe Wiley.
Yay! Hello and welcome to Castle Wiley.
Wow. Is the drawbridge down?
I've just put the drawbridge down. The troops have just arrived.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm allowing them in.
How
exciting.
So,
it is.
Do you feel, I know you've done the show from your house before, but do you feel like a lot of the live lounge acts like the Surge from Kasabian or JLS or whatever, that actually there's way more equipment and wires and cables and trucks than you actually remember?
Yeah, no, without doubt. Because I got the room really tidy and ready and lovely and beautiful, and then I just got in this morning, and Kevin and Tim had got here earlier in advance, and there were just wires everywhere, and it was a complete and utter state, and I was like, oh, there's nothing you can do. So it's all rigged up now, ready for Jay-Z, just waiting for his band's arrival.
Wow.
But, now, I certainly have sympathy, because it is a massive imposition for any of these people who let us go around their houses and take over. So I have such sympathy for all the bands who've let us do it across this week.
Don't take this the wrong way, Joe, but are you dressed?
Go on. I am. Do you know what? I'm wearing a party dress. What's the time? It's about 8 o'clock in the morning. And I decided today, because it's a special day, and because I think Jay-Z will like heels. I've got purple heels on, and I've got an evening dress on already.
Blimey.
Wow, an evening dress.
Have you got the Wonder Bra on?
I'm not talking about my undergarments with you.
That's a yes. That's a yes. She's got the Wonder Bra on for Jay-Z. Nice.
Mm-hmm.
And is it are the whole family there, or have you kicked them out?
No. They're all still milling around at the moment because obviously school is kicking off fairly soon. So the boys began school. India's still in bed.
Is India not going to school today?
No, I think she's ill, isn't she?
She's not very well.
She's got study periods.
Study periods, yeah. Yeah. She's got Jay-Z downstairs in her house periods. That's what she's got. So, yes, I've got... what have I got on my schedule today? Yes, 10 to 10.30, I've got breakfast in the kitchen. And then 10.30 to 11.30, I've got Coldplay. And then 11.30... Oh, that's right, yes, Jay-Z's in my living room. That's right.
It is probably one of those pinch-me moments. I can't quite believe I'm going to see his frame looming in the door and just kind of going, oh, hello, come into Castle Wiley. It's just surreal, really surreal, because I do live in a very traditional kind of English village.
I so wish I could come today, because A, it's going to be amazing and to see your face and everything, but also I'm dying to see this 48-acre mansion that is Castle Wiley.
Yeah, that ain't never going to happen.
Is it true that you have a lake? Oh my God.
I don't have a lake.
Oh my God, you have a lake?
I imagine it's a bit like Sandringham.
We've got a little boat that you can row across from one side to the other.
Have you got estate managers?
That's my dad.
It's your dad? Oh, my God, it's massive.
My dad's the estate manager. That is what we call him, literally. It just means that he tidies up after us.
Is it true that where you live is approximately the same size as Milton Keynes?
Mm.
Possibly a little bigger than Milton Keynes.
Wow. Oh, less roundabouts.
Less concrete.
So, listen, here's what we're doing today. Yeah. I know you're going to be running around your house getting everything ready, but if you can, between... Mm-hmm. You know we do the golden hour at 9?
Yeah.
And then it's guest of the year, and then 9.30 to 10, all the team choose a song.
Mm.
And we know, you know, it's not guest of the year, it's just enjoy the songs. Between 9.30 and 10 today, it's a Joe Wiley special.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm.
And we've got a list of your favourite songs of all time, and we've all chosen a song each.
How do you know what my favourite songs of all time are? Am I that predictable?
Because, Joe, we know everything.
Yeah, and we asked Stewie anyway.
Yeah, right, don't get me wrong.
Oh, OK, fine.
You love Axel F, that's why we're playing it.
Tell you what, hey, Joe, I don't want to give anything away, but you wait till you hear Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
It's Summer of 69 in there. If he's put Summer of 69 in, that is Stewie's choice. That's nothing to do with me at all.
Oh, hang on.
Cross that one out.
Matt Finch, you're not getting your choice.
That's really brilliant.
All
excellent,
songs for
you.
So what we're going to do, because I know you've got a big show coming up, so you and I will have a chat about 5 to 10.
Okay.
And then we'll send you our love and verbal kisses, and then... they're in Zane's show next week, by the way,
verbal kisses.
And then,
oh, that's such a good name for a band.
Yeah, you can have that. Give that to Steve. Anyway, so... and then we'll have a chat, and then we'll play the last song, and then the song will fade, and then the pips will come on, and it's all yours.
Lovely, thank you, and I will take it away with a bit of Coldplay and Jay-Z. I'm really touched by that. Thank you, and I'm also quite intrigued to see exactly what songs are going to appear.
Don't stop, wiggle, wiggle,
yeah,
wiggle, wiggle.
Out here, brothers.
They're
boom,
good
boom, boom. Let me say, Wiley.
That should be
Wiley. Ho.
We should have done. Do you know that? We should have done a
song.
We
should have done, shouldn't we? A special one.
Yeah.
Hang on, can we just throw
I wonder what we've got knocking
let's throw
around.
Something together. Hang on. What instrumentals have we got? Oh, I know.
Oh.
Here. Right, hang on a second. Hello?
Hang on.
Right. Why don't we do... Right. Tell you what, I found a track. It might work. Boys, just keep up with me.
All right.
Okay.
What on earth is going on?
Take the chorus. You'll probably be able to work it out.
Okay,
sure.
Fine.
Hey, Joe. Let's sing you a song.
You don't have to do this.
Bye, Joe.
Nice. Just for you, Joe.
Thank you.
First did the show back in 1997. Oh. Your mates with Chris Martin from Coldplay, who is from Devon.
Bye, Joe. Bye, Joe.
Nino Bottom, Adam Clayton, Larry and The Edge. They all love you and agree that you're a radio ledge.
Bye, Joe.
You know the stars, they all perform for
Bye,
you.
Joe.
And send best wishes for your weekend show that's new.
Bye, Joe.
We really love your pet sound.
Bye, Joe.
And you and your special live lounge.
Bye, Joe.
You are a nice lady.
Bye, Joe. Oh, oh, oh. Bye, Joe.
Track.
Bye, Joe.
Unless maybe you bring it back.
Bye, Joe.
We wish you all the best.
Bye, Joe.
Blur and the Fratellis, Arctic Monkeys, Lily Allen, Oasis, Elbow, Blur, Foo Fighters, Kylie, Franz Ferdinand, and you always have the biggest names play live on your show. And on behalf of them, we'd like to thank you. Oh, Joe.
Bye, Joe. Bye, Joe.
I've got a new show that's on weekend afternoons. So even though today is your last show, we'll hear you soon.
Bye, Joe. Bye, Joe.
Thank you for the last 12 years, Joe. You'll be sorely missed. We'd like to come to Castle Wiley. Are we on the list?
Bye, Joe.
We'll bring some beers and champagne to put in your fridge.
Bye, Joe.
Can you just make sure someone lifts up that big drawbridge?
Bye, Joe.
We really loved your pet sound.
Bye, Joe.
And you and your special live lounge.
Bye, Joe.
You are a nice lady. Around the Who's, yes, Mika and Alicia Dixon, Radiohead and Girls Aloud and Dido, Jane's Addiction. You always have the biggest names play live on your show, and on behalf of them we'd like to thank you. Oh, Joe.
Bye, Joe. Bye, Joe. Bye, Joe. Bye, Joe.
Gonna miss you. Gonna miss you, Joe.
Bye, Joe.
From all of us on the Chris Moyle Show.
Bye, Joe.
We really miss your pet sound.
Bye, Joe.
And your special live lounge.
Bye, Joe.
You are a nice lady.
Bye, Joe.
Bye, Joe.
We're gonna miss the change of track.
Bye, Joe.
Unless maybe you bring it back.
Bye, Joe.
We wish you all the best.
Bye, Joe. Bye, Joe.
Wiley, Wiley.
Bye, Joe.
Wiley, Wiley.
Bye, Joe.
Wiley, Wiley.
Bye, Joe.
Oh!
There you go. That was just for you, Joe.
Oh, my own special song. Thank you very, very much. Yeah, Dave, I love your singing more than anything in the world.
You're welcome.
Oh. And Chris, I will miss your hairy hugs each and every day.
Oh, I don't like hairy hugs. That sounds wrong. By the way, that was a special song written for you by J.R. Hartley.
Featuring the Pussycat Boys.
That's right.
You're welcome.
Oh, thank you. God bless you. Thank you so much. That was lovely.
Are you going to cry?
No, I don't think so. I think I'm in control, perfectly.
Oh, I wanted to cry.
I don't know. Maybe by the end I might get a bit wobbly. You never know.
I can't wait till she plays My Way by Frank Sinatra and sheds a tear over the intro.
And I'm sobbing and sobbing and sobbing throughout the entire show. No, I won't be doing that.
I tell you what, you'll be crying if one of them engineers breaks your coffee table.
Too right. Oh, Coco's crying now.
Aww.
Hang on a minute.
She found it emotional.
Oh, she doesn't want me to stop doing the show either. She doesn't want me to be around.
Oh, no.
She's like, Mummy, don't stop working.
Is she starting to look more and more like me as the days go by?
Her chest is very hairy, yeah.
Oh, my.
No.
Stop, I'm not that hairy. You made me out to be some kind of pilt-down man. I'm just, it's just a normal amount of chest hair. It's nothing like Dominic's back.
Whoa.
Oh.
Right, go and have fun in your house. I'll talk to you just over an hour's time.
All right, then. Speak to you later.
Bye,
lovely. Bye-bye.
Joe.
Thank you for my lovely song. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, it's lovely, lovely. Jo Wiley, she'll be on at 10 o'clock this morning for her last mid-morning show before she goes to the weekends. She's got a nice, quiet, understated show. It's from her house. Coldplay play for an hour live, and then Jay-Z comes in and performs in her living room. You know, as you do. How many times will Joe say the word amazing between 10 and 12.45 today? Several, I predict.
Digital. FM. Online. This is BBC Radio 1.
Right, we're just half an hour away from the golden hour. Guess the year between 9 and 9.30. All the songs from 1 year. And then 9.30 to 10 is a Joe Wiley special featuring all of her favourite songs. Not all of them, but a lot of them. By the way, there are some classics coming up. You will love it from 9 o'clock this morning. Meanwhile, it's 8.32. The Reels. It's all time low and weightless. On BBC Radio 1, a couple of things I need to clear up. Number one, the Leeds-Liverpool game is Tuesday, not Wednesday. Dominic, Leeds-Liverpool is Tuesday, not Wednesday. Are you up for Tuesday night in mine with a couple of cheeky drinks?
Believe so.
That's right. That's a yes. Do you still want to come, Dave?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, I can't. Just,
really?
Yeah, there's no room, because Allard's coming around. Allard really wants to watch the Leeds-Liverpool game. He was when he went, Chris, it's Tuesday, not Wednesday. And then he went, marching on together. It's going to be a great game. On and on, on and on. And I'm like, Alid, are you a Leeds fan? He's like, yeah.
Yeah. Well, maybe I can come over next time.
And then he looked me in the eye and he went, cut me in half, I bleed Leeds United. That's what you said, didn't you?
I did.
Yep.
I did. And I said that I really support them.
That's right. He said he really supports them. That's right.
It's a profound statement there,
Alid. I said, what do you think of Ken Bayes? He went, who? I went, exactly. Spoken like a true Leeds fan.
And then I said, Kasper Ankergren is the best.
That's right. Well,
isn't he the goalie or something?
Yeah, he's not the best. But, yeah.
And then Jason Crow as a defender is amazing.
He's what?
Amazing.
Don't you predict a Becchio and Beckford finale to the Leeds-Liverpool game next week?
I really do.
Yeah. You think they're going to work well together?
They will work. It'll be like music.
Really?
Yeah, it'll be amazing. Watch them together. And I think Leeds is going to win.
Leeds is going to win.
Leeds
are going to win. Yeah. And Liverpool are going to have two people sent off for being a bit naughty.
Who will be sent off for Liverpool?
I'm going to Google that quick.
No. Steven
Gerrard is going.
Right.
And Jamie Redknapp.
That's right.
Mm. Jamie Redknapp's not in it.
I think it's unlikely that Redknapp will be sent
off.
No,
he won't be.
Ian
Mulby. That's right. Ian Mulby's going to get sent off for Liverpool on Tuesday. Oh, man.
If you could just give me 1 second. I'm just Googling. Diego Cavallaria will be.
That's right. Which, by the way, that's my smell today. That's what I'm wearing. It's, I got it from the perfume shop.
They don't make it easy, actually. It's either him or Rafael Benitez.
Yeah, do you think he'll get sent off?
Sent off.
You think Rafael Benitez?
Could
do. Well, there's a very good chance, actually, yeah.
And then Leeds will win.
Do you think there's a good chance Benitez could score?
Won't be sent off, so no.
Right, okay, fine. So no, he won't. Once again, you're right. Tonight, by the way, Derren Brown, show number 2. I'm very excited. I had a good chat with my friend about this yesterday because he's as obsessed as I am with Derren Brown. I love Derren Brown, love his shows. Very disappointed last week with the lottery show. Mm.
Is there a fear that the whole series is just a week after week of disappointments?
Well, I'm going to give it a go. I'm looking forward to it. Tonight is the one where he's got a special video message which could, in theory, root you to your seat. You won't be able to get up and move. Obviously, you will, but...
Prediction.
Yeah.
It's not us. That's my prediction, because the paper this morning on the way in says you won't be able to get off your seat. And I guarantee it'll be something like 10, 12, 15 people that won't be able to get off the seat, not the listener or the viewer.
Well, we shall find out tonight. Derren Brown is going to be on Channel 4. Make sure you watch it.
I didn't see the point of last week's. I didn't understand it at all. I sat through the whole thing.
I never watch it with my flatmate who's a geek and thinks he knows everything about science, because he just sat there, rubbished every line that Darren said for the entire hour. Not possible. Not possible. Can't do that.
That's disappointing, because I think he's brilliant, but I just didn't get it.
Give it a go tonight. Come on. Watch it tonight.
What time's it on?
9 o'clock, I'd imagine.
It might be opposite Strictly. Strictly's on at 8:30, so I should be watching that.
We've got to do your Strictly song in a second. We haven't done it since the first bit of the show.
Oh, also, dog update. Jane managed to get out of the house and take Nicole to nursery while the dog looked the other way, and she snuck past it. She threw a couple of biscuits at it, and then she got in the car.
But how would she get back into the house?
Well, she got back, and then she had to sit in the car for about 15 minutes till it went for a little wander around the front garden, and then she snuck in again. So she's now back in there waiting for the dog warden to come around.
Is there a dog warden coming around?
There's a dog warden where you have to ring him at 9, apparently.
Okay. Tonight, Channel 4, 9 o'clock. Strictly Come Dancing is 8:30 to 10 on BBC One. And then 9 o'clock on Channel 4 is Derren Brown, How to Control the Nation.
I might watch Strictly this year, because I tend to get into it at the very end, but Rachel, you've inspired me to watch the whole series from the start.
Brilliant.
You might watch it with a takeaway curry.
If anybody from the press department of Strictly Come Dancing is listening, here is a song from Rachel to you. Please come, Rachel, have some tickets for Strictly Come Dancing. I didn't sing it before. I sung it so it actually worked.
Rachel, Rachel wants some tickets for Strictly Come Dancing.
That's it. Everybody! Rachel wants some tickets for Strictly Come Dancing. Everybody!
Tickets!
Rachel wants some tickets for Strictly Come Dancing.
Her and her mum and dad.
She wants to see Tuffers and the fella from EastEnders. So come on, press office, give her tickets. Rachel wants some tickets for Strictly Come Dancing. Call her now. Rachel wants some tickets for Strictly Come Dancing. Everybody! Rachel wants some tickets for Strictly Come Dancing. So what? Go on, say what?
You see the balls move slightly.
Well,
really?
You may do,
you
yeah.
Really?
We're talking about Derren Brown predicting the lottery and how he might have done it, and I still don't believe it was a split screen, because I think that would be too easy and it wouldn't be that creative.
We thought the background on the left was very empty around it. It's very bare, the walls and everything. We just thought it was all relevant.
Do you know what I think? I think Derren Brown is an alien, and he genuinely can predict the lottery.
He'd be a millionaire.
What was the point in all the...
He probably is a millionaire.
What was the point in all the plastic cups and the mice and the knives and all that kind of stuff?
I pitched a show to Channel 4 yesterday. I said, what we're going to do is, I'm going to say, right, in my hand is a pound coin. If you guess which hand it's in, you can have it. Left or right, Alad?
Left.
Oh, it's empty. Actually, so is the right one. There wasn't a pound coin. Okay, game number two. I've got four boxes, and inside one of the boxes, a cheque for £1 million. Choose a box. One, two, three, or four, Alad?
Three.
Okay, no, it's not in there. Dave?
Two.
It's not in two. Rachel?
One.
It's not in one.
Four.
Yeah, actually, there was no check.
Let's play another game. Right, on this roundabout, I've got six sheep. Hey, what's the point?
Oh, go on, no, this one sounds good.
Okay, what I'm going to do is spin the roundabout.
And they're all going to fly off.
And they're all going to fly off.
And we've got to catch them.
You've got to work out how many sheep will actually stay hanging onto the roundabout as I spin it faster and faster and faster and faster. That's right, there are no real sheep.
Can I tell you? That's a hell of a show.
I'd watch that.
Spinny sheep.
Cassie from Cheshire has texted in. 81199, by the way, if you want to text in. 81199. You'll need that number for the goal now anyway, in 5 minutes. Cassie says, I've got no one to watch the Leeds game with. Can I come and watch the match at yours? Dom, do you mind if Cassie from Cheshire comes and watches the game at ours on Tuesday with you?
I don't mind, that's fine with me.
Okay, brilliant. You have to share a room, brilliant. Okay, so that's, what? Yes, Cassie, it's a yes, no problem.
Dom needs to ask Nick if he can go out first anyway.
That's
He's been very speedy with his answers.
I will be telling Nick that if I can go out and she says it's fine...
Do you want me to ring her now, Dominic? Ring your wife and ask her permission?
Could do, she's on school drop-off at the moment, though.
Oh,
cool.
That sounds painful.
I don't know what that sounds like. God.
Don't be rude.
Oh, Alad.
What's wrong?
I've got a school drop off. it's going through me.
Sounds painful.
I need to make a quick apology.
Oh.
It's apology to a lady who was sat next to me on the tube last night in London when I was going home.
Oh, you didn't cough, did you?
No. Right. I fell asleep. My friend Caroline was sat to my right. So I kind of, like, leant on my arm to the left. I got woken up by Caroline pulling me off the lady I was nuzzling into and just cuddling.
Oh, no.
And I woke up and went, oh, no, I thought you were Mally.
Oh.
I gave somebody a proper cuddle on the train home.
But this poor little...
How long were you cuddling with them before your friend woke you up?
I don't know.
A good 10 minutes?
I was properly, like, nuzzled into her shoulder.
But she obviously enjoyed it.
She didn't say anything. I think she might have been a tourist.
Oh, no. Imagine that was her first trip to London, first trip on the tube.
They're very friendly in London. I got on underground train and lady next to me gave me cuddle and fell asleep on my shoulder. Very, very friendly.
I properly, like, you know when you're...
Did you swap numbers?
I didn't speak to her, I just then...
Did you not say sorry?
I did say sorry and then I closed my eyes and fell back to sleep again because I was so embarrassed.
So let that be a warning to anybody coming to London. Anybody from Scotland, Wales, Northern Ireland, or the rest of England. if you're coming to London and you're going to ride the tube, if you see a thin, blonde-haired woman with a horrible voice like fingers down a blackboard, and you sit next to her, she might just snuggle up to you and give you what is known in the industry in London as a tube cuddle. Did you do any dribbling on the shoulder?
No, I don't think I did, but I was properly nuzzling up to her, and how embarrassing.
Hey, it could have been worse. It could have ended up like that story of you on the night bus.
What's that?
Which one's that?
Which one?
Oh, right.
Anyway, Rachel Jones, ladies and gentlemen. What a lovely lady. I am just about to load up track one for the Golden Hour, which is happening in just over 2 minutes. Before that, did we play Jay-Z? We did, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
Yeah, we did.
I love the Golden Hour.
You can play... do a podcast push if you want.
Do you
want
to do a podcast push?
Let's do a podcast push.
All right, from the podcast this week...
In a hospital, who is the cleanest person in the hospital? So, who's the cleanest person in a hospital?
I don't know. Who's the cleanest person in the hospital?
No, I don't mean cleanest. Hang on, sorry.
There you go. That's Dominic and his great joke-telling skills, which you can hear on the podcast this week. Or you can hear this.
Better than wearing hot pants is having them on you just in case.
Yes. Sure.
Sure. Yeah, I've got hot pants with me if anyone needs...
What kind of opportunity would normally require
the... Because when I leave the house, I don't know where I'm going to end up.
Yeah. You don't. Jimmy Carr is on the podcast, and also Dominic and his hilarious jokes.
And Justin Lee Collins, and the Shock Game, if you missed that first
time. And Jamie Oliver.
And Jamie Oliver.
It's all the best bits of the week. If you go to the Radio 1 website, Radio 1 Online, you can download it now, or you can download it from iTunes. That's where I get it from, and I subscribe, so I naturally get it every week.
But you have to keep listening, otherwise they stop the subscription.
Yeah. Do they?
And that can happen if you let them build up
too much. But then you just click and say, no, keep it going, thanks. Yeah. Anyway, download the podcast now.
Hey, it's Lady Gaga. Download the podcast now.
Hi, this is Gokwan. Download the podcast now.
Hi, it's Ross Kemp. Download the podcast now.
Hello, it's Ricky from the Kaiser Chiefs, and download the podcast now.
Hi, it's Lily Allen. Download the podcast now.
Hi, it's Gordon Ramsay. Download the podcast now.
Download the podcast.
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 Download the podcast now.
And I believe you can download the podcast now. The Chris Moyle Show. I want to hear Joe Wiley singing along to this.
Like she did in Milton Keynes.
Come on, Joe! Chase now, he takes off her dress now, let me go. Joe, where are you?
I'm not singing.
Come on, Joe.
Sing.
Come on.
Sing. Because I just
can't look.
Killing me!
Yeah. Taking control. Joe?
Yeah. No, don't. Keep the music going.
No. I have to go.
Oh, you can't do that to the Killers.
I can. Listen, I just want to say I hope you have a lovely show.
Oh, thank you.
And I hope you enjoy your life, which you're getting back. And I hope you love the new weekend show. You're going to be great. And I love you very much.
Oh, it's been so gorgeous becoming your friend, you and the whole team. You're just a lovely bunch of people, and we've had a great time. And it's been a privilege.
I will call you later, but in the meantime, I'm going to play one last song. So have a great show.
Oh, okay, thank you. Love you loads. Thank you for my song as well.
Hey, Jude.
Oh, my God. Don't make it
bad. Joe's going to cry.
No, I'm not. Take a sad song.